When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by the 1890 Initiative. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, live from the sidelines once again of Lucas Oil Stadium, day three, Big Ten Media Days. You are departing some point later this show. I will be here till at least 1 o'clock today.
How about you ramp up the energy a little?
I am energetic. We're live on the sidelines. Let's go. We're here. We are pumped to be here.
Better.
Is that better?
Better, better.
Keep our music. What's going on over there?
Better.
We're okay. We're okay.
Yeah, you're okay. Hey. Your energy level is a little low because you've been
busy. I thought maybe we have a hot mic situation. I don't like that. So I took the energy down right before the show started. So,
oh, God.
So
we didn't say anything.
No, we did not. We got to watch ourselves during the break.
We're not going to get canceled.
Just let us
know.
Damn it. Text line, help us out on YouTube. When we go to break, if you can hear us or not, so we know if we need to clear way. But we'll carry on this way as it is.
We're here.
As we are here for the final day of Big Ten Media Days. Nebraska was yesterday. We'll get to all Nebraska stuff in a second. But there's more important stuff than that than idle chit-chat, right? Idle chit-chat takes precedence over all of that.
Where are we right now?
We are live from the sidelines. Inside the glorious, beautiful building that is Lucas Oil Stadium.
We are, and you know, it is very interesting because there are about five people in this building. It's an expansive building,
mm-hmm.
And we are here. It's beautiful. We walk in, and you just walk into this empty cavernous.
It's empty right now.
Yeah, but it's gorgeous. You're right. I'd say there's five people that are in view, four.
I think today we were the first people in this, you know, on the field. Yesterday, there's one person that was milling around the side podiums. And, well, he beat us. I think we had beat somebody about 5 seconds from the other tunnel, so we were first.
Because this is early
numero
break.
Uno. Yeah, early break is early.
This is early break. Our breakers are with us. Hello, breakers.
Yes, good to see you, breakers. Let us know on the text line if you're here at 464-5685. Not an official roll call, but a fake roll call there.
Okay.
This is kind of a prelude for tomorrow.
We'll
be back in the studio tomorrow. It's going to be a long drive for me and Nick and Chancellor tonight. You're going to fly back this afternoon.
Yep.
I will be in the studio, and Bill will be back tomorrow also.
Yeah, this
studio.
Is fun. So Bill, it'll be fun to have Bill back.
The stool will be with us all, you know, all the stool together.
This has been fun, though.
This has been a fun trip.
I mean, come on. Let's do this. Get in the idle chit-chat.
Yes.
Who's it sponsored by?
Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew for all your lawn care needs, 402-440-6297.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew.
Yes, it was a good day. It was a good night last night in Indianapolis.
You had fun. I had fun. We had fun separately.
Yeah, I did not make the trip to El Toro with you.
Fine. I want to hear about your night. Now, just, you know, be concise.
Well, okay.
Hit the high point.
So we leave here around 5:05 p.m. Eastern Time, 4:05 p.m. Central Time. Walk over to the hotel, changed into, you know, different clothes, had a quick beer before we went out for the town. St. Elmo's, the famous steakhouse.
Yes.
That's a nationwide,
yes.
National famous steakhouse.
Yes.
Here in downtown Indy. had the trip to St. Elmo's, had the shrimp cocktail. Once again, it made me tear up a little bit. It's just so spicy with the horseradish sauce.
Right.
And it's delicious. It's delightful.
It will tear you up.
It's delicious. It's delightful. And I had three shrimp.
Did it tear Jay up?
Jay was not there.
Oh, Jay Foreman.
Jay flew out yesterday early evening.
How about Chancellor? Was he ready for it?
Chancellor did have a little bit of a tear.
Chancellor Brewington.
Adam Carricker had a little bit of a tear also.
Adam was there.
He was tough, though.
Yeah. Okay, so you...
Nick had a little bit of a tear for sure. He was like, whoa, I warned you, Nick, it's spicy. You didn't believe me. I warned you for a whole day about this shrimp.
All you guys went to St. Elmo's. That's good. And what else did you have?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Sip. I had a navy bean soup with the appetizer there. That comes with the meal.
Nice.
I had the 8-ounce filet mignon cooked medium, which was, as you would expect, superb.
Yes. Yes.
And I also had a very delightful baked potato. It was big. Massive baked potato.
Did it right.
I did it right.
You did it right.
Did it right, yeah.
So I had that sounds
They had glorious. A little bit of, like, you know, some bread for the app, so I had, like, a piece of bread, too. So it was great. And I also, I went with a glass of wine last night.
Interesting choice.
That you could do. I think wine pairs well with steak. You
know, it does.
Beer does, too.
Yeah.
I was the only person to have a drink of all of us at the table. I said, I don't care if you guys have water. I'm getting a drink. It's been up since 5 today. I'm getting a drink. Yeah. And I'm going to like it.
Yeah, you deserved it.
So I had a glass of Pinot Noir. It was excellent.
Pinot Noir. $17
Pinot Noir glass.
And this is red wine?
It was red wine.
Okay.
Dark red.
Dark with your steak.
A red dry one. Not sweet. I don't do sweet wine. Red dry wine.
And was there luminaries on hand?
Yes, the table just to the south of south, right next to us. Todd Blackledge was there.
Todd Blackledge.
Well, he comes in the story later on in the story also. He'll be mentioned again. Todd Blackledge, and guess who else came down the stairs to talk with Todd Blackledge? Google me. Kurt Cignetti, Indiana head coach, made his way with his players
He's
to St.
Never
Elmo's
live
last
down,
night.
Google me.
Yeah, Google me. Made the short drive up the road from Bloomington to Indianapolis, and went to St. Elmo's, and he was loud.
Was he?
I didn't hear him say the words "Google me" at all, but he seemed like a pretty energetic fella.
Yeah, I mean, he was with his players.
He was with his players.
So he took his players out.
Yes. I didn't hear him say the words "Ohio State sucks" or "Penn State sucks" like he said at Assembly Hall when he's doing his opening press, you know, opening hello to his fans.
Does he have a presence?
He's got a presence.
Interesting.
Not like other coaches, but he's got a presence. Let's go
Cignetti
with that.
Was there.
Kurt Cignetti was in the building at St. Elmo's last
with
night.
With Todd Blackledge.
With Todd Blackledge.
That's good. That's
well, he wasn't sitting with him. He saw him, and then they talked, and he went on with his players to a different table.
Okay.
Later on the night, though, me and Nick said, "Are we done? Are we really?" We drove back to the hotel like at 8. Said, "Are we done? Like, I'm tired, but it's also our last night in Indianapolis. We can't just be done." And then you inspired me. I go on Twitter. I see Robin Washit, your colleague for On Three. Hut. Husker Unlock.
That was good.
Posted and Sean Callahan also of Husker Online posted a video/picture of you enjoying your meal and your margarita at El Toro. I said, "Nick, Sip's out right now. We can't be done. We probably won't go see Sip, but we got to enjoy the night."
Right.
So
that's fine.
We decide to go to a place that our very own AD Aaron Davis recommended. It was Nikki Blaine's Cigar Bar, which is, by the way, right by your hotel, downtown Indy.
Okay.
And we went there, and we walked in. This is our place. It is a wonderful cigar bar. It's large. Uh-huh. There's wonderful couches there. It's just a good environment. We sit down, get our cigar, get our drink, and then about 10 minutes later, some guys walk in and say, that's Blackledge again. He's following us.
Todd Blackledge again.
But who else was he? He had other people with him this time. Matt Cassel. You might remember the former Patriots and Chiefs and Vikings quarterback.
Okay, Cassel.
By the way, he went to USC.
Oh, he was USC.
USC.
Okay.
After Matt Leinart at USC.
Okay.
And then this one, me and Nick were like, oh, my God. Brad Nessler, the man with the angelic pipes.
You're going with angelic.
I'm going angelic.
Okay.
I don't know. The unbelievable pipes. He's got one of the best voices.
Heavenly pipes.
One of the best voices in the history of life. Was sitting there having a cigar and a drink, and we were kind of eavesdropping. Like, this has got to be some epic conversation.
Close were you?
I mean, from probably this table to that table, not that far away.
Yeah,
very
close.
Eavesdropping.
Close.
And they're talking about previous games of the past they called and just moments. And I'm like, man, this is cool. And then so before we left, he said, "Hey, can we grab a picture? We're from Lincoln. We're huge fans." They said, "Hey, Raiola, let's go."
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
So, Brad.
That's what they came with.
If you're curious, but
with the Raiola.
If someone's like, "Hey, who is Brad Nessler?" Well, number one, figure stuff out. Brad Nessler has been an iconic voice in both college football and college basketball for years.
Right.
If you ever played NCAA football on EA Sports in any game before this year, he was the voice. He was the guy.
Games.
Yes, he has.
Yeah.
He's called, but he was the voice on the EA Sports college football games too.
Oh, didn't know that. Didn't
yes,
know that.
Yes, at least the earlier, like, you know, 2003, 04, 05, 06, he was those games. He was the voice.
Okay.
And so, Brad Nessler in the flesh.
Yeah.
Never thought I'd have that ever
That's
happen in my
big.
Life.
That's
it was
really
very cool.
Big. That's really interesting. That is. Cigar bar in downtown, pretty much heart of downtown
yes.
Indianapolis.
Yes.
Wow.
And
yeah.
Todd Blackledge, Brad Nessler, Matt Cassel, and that was after a glorious trip St. Elmo's Steakhouse. That's a Wednesday night in Indy, my friend.
It is. That was beautiful. And you did eavesdrop a little bit.
I think you have to in that situation.
Yeah. What did the people say?
Jose says, "Your night sounds like a movie last
it,
night."
It does. I just wanted to – I was thinking about this morning as I was getting ready. These trips are amazing. They are. They're glorious. It would be crazy if I ever say to you, "I don't know if I'm going to go to Big Ten Media Days this year." Just smack me upside the head.
It's about the night,
right? Well, it's about the night, but it's about the overall experience.
Yes.
I mean, just the totality of the experience is amazing. You get a lot of time with the head coach, you know, whoever the head coach at Nebraska is right now. It's Matt Rhule, and hopefully, I've covered a lot of them.
Forget
now.
His name. It's
no,
Matt Rhule's his name.
No, I yeah. But also, yeah, the nights are fun. I mean, we were out with Andy Kendi and Lauren.
Michelson.
Michelson.
Lauren Michelson.
Big Sky was with us.
And Ethan Petrick, our former producer, now he's covering.
He covers Ethan Petrick. We should give an update on Ethan Petrick because we
Big
have
Sky, for those who are curious. Big Sky, the old producer.
Breakers.
Yeah.
Breakers. Do you remember Big Sky?
He is from Montana, a UNL graduate. He brought in donuts every Friday from Lamar's. He played hockey with Missing Tooth Greg. That's how he met Missing Tooth Greg, was through Big Sky.
Shout out to Missing Tooth Greg. God bless you. Big Sky, as we predicted, is moving quickly in the world. He is now the Iowa beat writer for Lee Enterprise's papers. So it's a lot of the Iowa papers. Think Quad Cities and think Waterloo and think Iowa City.
Yes.
In fact, he's moving to Iowa City. He's in the process.
He's moving to enemy territory, but
we still love Big Sky. But Big Sky at age, I'd say 24, 25.
I'd say 25.
Yeah, has landed a significant job. I mean, to be covering Iowa football at that age, that's I didn't move that fast.
No.
Now he reminds me very much of Parker Gabriel.
Yeah. Well, they're both Montana guys.
Yeah, they are. Well, yeah. Parker's Wisconsin.
I know, but he was in Montana for a while.
But there's your Big Sky update. He's moving quickly, and he was here yesterday, and he joined us at El Toro.
I did not, but he did.
Yeah. Now here's the thing with this social media. I don't like to grant these photos. Now Robin and Sean are very enthusiastic about El Toro, and they have this thing going, and I granted it. I do it against my wishes.
Yeah, see, the one that Sean posted was fine. You wouldn't even look at the camera. He took a surprise shot of you, like with the men. You're giddy. He's
largely surprised.
I'm surprised you allowed the one with Robin, which he confirmed on Twitter, saying I gave him my consent.
Yeah,
it was like a 3-second video. You thought was a picture. You're just kind of like. Standing in the same
I'm
spot.
I'm kind of like Biden, confused.
Okay, well, there it is.
Well, I mean, there's...
he's out of the race anyway.
Can't we
it's
say
fine.
That? My God. Anyway, I always look confused. So I don't know. I was fine with Robin doing it, though. El Toro was great. I had fish tacos. It was great. I had one margarita, just one, because I knew we were going to do a show in the morning. So I had just a mezcal margarita.
And I told you I had one beer yesterday. One.
One beer.
One beer, one wine, and one Moscow Mule. That's
it.
That's a slow night for me. That's a small night.
That's a dangerous combination
for
your stomach.
No, it's not. I didn't have 14 wines and 7 meals. I had one of each. That's
it. I don't know. That strikes
me as singular
dangerous.
Michelob Ultra, and that was it.
So there's your idle chit-chat.
Yes,
it was a fun night.
Fun night. You're rolling out this morning to the airport. I will drive with Nick and Chance of Brewington and get back probably around 10 or 11 tonight.
And we will and be on tomorrow.
The stool will be all together with Bill Bush tomorrow in Lincoln, Nebraska at 1040 O Street, and then the weekend will hit. It'll be great.
What a week.
Yes.
What a week.
This week always flies. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun, too. And thank you to everybody. Thanks to our sponsors, by the way, who made this possible.
Yeah,
1890 in Nebraska, Stevens and Smith Construction, The Complex in Lincoln, Warhorse Casino, and Riddles Jewelry. We hope you've enjoyed all of our interviews we've had the last couple of days and more to come today.
Thank you so much to
all
the sponsors.
Yeah, they are very important. And once again, thanks to Andrew Newton and Newton's Lawn Care for sponsoring Idle Chit Chat. Please call him or text him at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer and fall. Yesterday was day two of Media Days, Sip, and it was Nebraska Day. Mm-hmm. Nebraska Day. Nebraska was one of six teams. Iowa, Michigan State, USC, UCLA, and Penn State all took the podium yesterday. And we will get to, in next segment, the awkward moment from yesterday to kick things off in Media Days. So
then
we'll tease that for next with Deshaun Foster for next segment. But regarding Nebraska, so just to walk you through before, I mean, everyone saw the podium. They saw some stuff in the side podium. But Matt Rhule and Isaac Gifford and Ty Robinson and Ben Scott all actually stopped by our table before any of that happened. So they did Radio Row before all the obligations at the podium. So we got to talk to them on these airwaves, which is great. And Troy Dannon also sat down with us in the afternoon, which
is great. That's awesome. It's awesome for the ticket.
But in terms of the stuff that Matt Rhule said at the main podium and the side podium, I mean, there's a lot, obviously a ton of information to get to. I think, do we start with Carter Nelson? What do you start with?
Oh, I think that was, I think we could start with the Carter Nelson comments. Those were arguably the most interesting.
Well, I can get some audio from Young
Please.
Ben to play that. Young
this,
Ben.
Set it up, though. Carter Nelson is a tight end receiver. Turns out he's going to be a receiver early in his career. Mm-hmm. From Ainsworth. He was a four-star recruit, the best player in the state of Nebraska. I watched him in Hawaii, and I came back. What did I tell you when I came back from Hawaii? They got one here.
Yep, you did.
I said they got one. He was in that All-Star game in Hawaii, and I was struck because he looked like the best player on the field at times. And there's a lot of 4-5-star guys out there. I mean,
just a guy from Ainsworth, Nebraska.
But he's
Class C.
Yeah, he happens to be 6'4" and 235 and can run like the wind. I mean, so, yeah, what did Rhule say?
So
I'm not saying I told you so here. I'm above that.
Yeah.
I'm above that.
But you warned. You gave us some warning signs, which is a heads up.
Yeah.
Young Ben, please play the first quote from Matt Rhule on the side session podium about Carter Nelson from yesterday.
We haven't played inside as a slot because that gives us the ability to then have him, you know, go in and still be a factor in the pass in the tight end game. I mean, he's going to have to earn his reps. I mean, the one thing that we have now is, whereas, like this new college football game, we might not have a ton of guys ranked like 95 on the game, but if you're within our walls, we got a bunch of guys that can really play and make plays. And we have a bunch of guys that we think are secrets. And so I believe that we can win at tailback with Gabe Irvin. And I believe we can win with Ramir Johnson. And I believe that we can win. I know we can win with Emmitt because I saw it last year. He gave us a chance to win. But I also believe we can win with Dante. And I also believe that we can win with Quentin Ives. And so they're going to have to go battle for what they want. You know, everyone won't be happy every day. You know, we're not going to be able to spread the reps and the ball around to everybody.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
But the best guys will play. And what we do have is, if we have injuries, we hope and dream about a day where we play 13 games, but also we play 16 games. And you're going to need depth. You're going to need a lot of good players to do that.
Okay. He said, here's what he said about Carter.
There's another quote in there, but yeah. What did he say about him?
He said, when I recruited him, this is Matt Rhule talking. When I recruited him, I said, hey, we're going to create a special position for you. I'm proud that we followed through on that because he is a difference maker. Hello. How much he knows is going to dictate how much he plays, but he's playing receiver. Okay? This is Rhule talking about Carter Nelson. He can come into the box and be like a tight end, but he can also split outside and win. I think he'll play a ton of football for us as he grows and develops. Now, he's talking about this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll play a ton of football for us. As he grows and develops, we'll see what he is in 2 years. But right now, this is the best way to get him on the field early because he is an upgrade. Hello. I
told this in January in Hawaii.
I just
this could be the case.
Yeah, I said get him ready. When he gets to campus, get him ready. I mean, they're getting him ready. Get him ready. Do what you got to do to get him the ball. You can do it. These guys are smart guys. You don't have to make it harder than it is, and they're not. They're not. I just expect that Nelson could catch 15 to 25 balls this year, and a few of them could be big ones, you know, difference-making type of catches. He's that type of guy, Jake. Just trust me. He's a big, fast football player.
It's always difficult. I mean, you're expecting a lot from Royola, a true freshman, but it's hard to always expect a lot from true freshmen in general. But
you
have two that are very important to that offense.
It is. But Carter Nelson, as I told you in Hawaii, was excellent. I mean, he was just excellent in that setting. Just looked great in practice, looked great in the game, looked great. And here's the deal, though, Jake. He's never lifted weights till now. Now he's lifting weights. He's going to put some muscle on that frame, which he had. He's just naturally gifted athlete. So, yeah, I thought those comments, they were striking to people. So, yeah, I thought that was arguably the most interesting thing Matt Rhule said yesterday. I think also just the various comments Matt Rhule said regarding confidence in this team were interesting to me. I mean, he makes no bones about his confidence. And he's a naturally confident person, but he doesn't have to say all the things that he says, right?
Yes.
I don't know if you have any of that. I do.
Well,
go ahead.
I've got Matt Rhule from the podium saying he sees a confident team.
See what, okay. Yeah, let me hear some
Ben,
of that.
Play that one. Matt Rhule from the podium says he sees a confident team from yesterday.
Yeah, I think you can tell when a team is ready to make the turn in their body language, in the way that they walk around the building. It's just confidence. For young people nowadays, they need there's nothing more than confidence. You know, there's such a fear of failure because everything's evaluated. And I think when I walk through our locker rooms and I walk through our weight rooms and I walk out in the field, I see a confident team. I see a team that understands that games are going to come down to the final seconds. And the narrative about close losses, you know, we're going to turn that into close wins.
Think about that for a second. They can change that narrative. Nebraska fans are just, they're snake bitten from all these tough losses, of the embarrassing record in close games, of finding unbelievable ways to lose.
Yeah.
You can change that right away this year. You might have a bunch of close games, but you can change the narrative by winning those games, which Bo Pelini was very good at doing, by the way.
Yeah, he was. That's interesting. A rare bit of praise from you for Bo Pelini.
I give Bo praise. He was great at close games. He was.
But he was 3-13 against top 25 teams in his last 16. Thank you, Greg, for that. Now, but no, you're right. Bo was great in close games. Now, what are we talking about in terms of Matt Rhule's comments indicating optimism? For instance, just saying, I expect us to be relevant in the conference. Oh, that'd be nice. Relevant.
Well, being picked eighth is relevant right now. It's somewhat kind of relevant. Your top half.
I think relevant means more than eighth.
Fourth or fifth.
Yeah.
Or third.
Yeah. He says, I guess what I'm saying to you, this is Matt Rhule, is I expect us to be a really good team. When he says that, all I think about is, oh, yeah, they got to go to a bowl. They got to be in a bowl game. He said, I expect us to be competitive. I expect us to be in the mix in this conference. What does that mean exactly to him, I wonder? When I hear that, I hear, okay, it's November, Nebraska's in the chase for the Big Ten.
Which is possible.
For the Big Ten title.
We've looked at their schedule. I mean, if things go as well as they can, their 7-0 exists. Now, we both don't expect that.
Because, no, I don't.
But there's a way to 7-0 if they stay out of their own way. But if that's the case, then, yeah, they should be in the race in November.
Mm-hmm.
With Ohio State likely lost on the road. Beyond that, there's no guaranteed losses on the schedule.
Right. So now, this is the point where I don't know what the texters are saying or the YouTubers are saying. Are we going too far with this discussion? You guys need to slow your roll. I don't know. But this Rhule said, again, I'm just picking out kind of his key comments. He said, I think we have the depth to withstand injuries, and I think we have the players to make plays. We'll play it out and see what happens. The other thing I thought was interesting is I just point blank asked him how much of this optimism is just stems from the probability of better QB play. And he brushed it off. Well, he didn't brush it off, but he said that he indicated that's kind of an oversimplification. He said we're so much different at receiver than we were last year. He's saying that to kind of answer the quarterback question. He said, I think with the adaptations we've made in the receiving corps and then adding guys from the portal, I think we can be a really dynamic team. He's talking about the offense. He said, I think people are going to have to defend the run and the pass no matter who the quarterback is, and I think that's going to make our O-line better. And he did. By the way, he mentioned Thomas Fedoni. He said now all of a sudden in Fedoni he can get really turned loose. You have Fedoni. You have Carter Nelson. You have Jamal Banks. You have Nayor. You have Jalen Lloyd. You have Malachi Coleman. You have a lot of options. You have Ramir Johnson coming out of the backfield. You can hammer it with Gabe Irvin. You might be able to mix Dante Dowdell into there. I'm missing a running back.
Emmett Johnson. You might start.
Thank you.
For Nebraska.
Yeah, Emmett Johnson could be your starter.
Like, right.
Tough runner. I'm not saying he's gonna. This is not Travion Henderson, but
no.
he's a tough runner. I mean, he can get you tough yards. Those guys, say what you want about these running backs, they're very willing to go into contact. I've covered Nebraska football when they had running backs that weren't really willing. They weren't very willing. These guys are willing. Ramir Johnson is willing to go into contact. I mean, so yeah, I like it too. I can see why Matt's excited. He's got a veteran group too, and I think what you're hearing, Jake, is some urgency from Rhule.
Shouldn't there be? I mean, the schedule would say that you should have urgency. You've got a quarterback in here that could be a great quarterback. It hasn't played yet beyond the spring game and spring practice, but you have high belief what he can do. Like you said, the skill position is better than it was last year,
better.
And the defense is very solid.
You would think
with all that and the schedule the way it is, you should have some urgency. And by the way, also, you don't want to keep falling behind in the conference. You've got four new teams expect to get up there 100%. With Washington and Oregon, USC, UCLA. They're not. They don't want to just sit back and let 100%. Everyone surpass them.
You can't
just sit back and be idle. So the urgency should be important for all 18 teams in this conference.
Well, it should. It always should be, but it occurs for some at different levels than others, right?
Understood.
And Nebraska is in a situation now where it's getting players in the recruiting realm that are good, and they're getting these cracks at these really good ones, like Michael Terry from San Antonio, five-star, what am I going to call him, receiver, because he'd play receiver at Nebraska. He's 6'2 and a half, I think 210. He's going to be here. He's going to Oregon, and he's going to Texas, and he's coming to Nebraska. He's going to Oregon. He's going to Texas, and then he's coming to Nebraska. And the way you're going to start getting those guys locked up more often is by starting to win. Because what's Oregon doing?
Winning.
Texas.
Winning.
Right. Now, Nebraska, you're betting on the future. But the future, you're betting on it, and you feel much better about it if Nebraska comes out and starts winning meaningful games, like beating Colorado in an incredible
right.
nationally televised game.
Yep.
It does come down to winning. The off season is beautiful because these type of conversations elicit a lot of excitement and hope. But man, Jake, you got to go on Saturday. You got to go and you got to go win.
I mean, we've had a lot of coaches in the past that have said that everything's great until the games. I mean, one particular coach,
Mike Riley,
said everything is great, and then they play the game. That quote will just, I mean,
yeah, you can't.
When he said it, we just all looked around and said, what?
It's hard to recover from
like,
that.
You know, the practices are fine, but all practices are fine.
Right.
He would go through the entire injury report, tell you who he had like a bum thumb.
Right. So, yeah, rule.
Different times.
When I talk about urgency, too, it's because he has a lot of veteran players in key spots. I mean, think about it. Think about up front on both sides. You have veterans up there. You have Ty Robinson on defense and Nash on defense. I don't know. Jamari Butler's a junior, but he could go. If he gets 8 sacks, 9 sacks this year, he might be gone. He might be gone to the NFL. So you have key guys. You have Isaac Gifford in the back. Key veteran players that you need to squeeze all you can out of before they leave. Ben Scott up front on offense. Ben Hart up front on offense. Teddy's got some time left. But a lot of veterans. Ramir Johnson's a veteran player. You got to get all you can out of him. Jamal Banks is a veteran player. You got to squeeze all you can out of these guys. So I think that's some of why Rule talks like he does, because he knows he's got some guys. Jake.
It's okay to have optimism, right?
Yeah.
And
urgency. I think the urgency, a lot of it is he knows, Rule knows he has some guys. He does. They got some guys.
Well, we looked at the CBS Sports assessment of the roster compared to the rest of the conference. And Nebraska, out of 18 teams in all those positions, was no worse than 10th. They were 6th, 7th, 8th. I mean, they were top half
right.
in everything besides one.
Yeah.
And that was skill, which we think the skill is okay.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Quarterback was 6th. They had, you know, the lines were both in the 6s.
Mm-hmm.
And the coaching, they had an 8th overall. So, I mean, there's belief that this is a top half overall in terms of talent-wise in the conference.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that particular rating by CBS Sports, because I thought the 10th for the skill positions was a bad rating. Nebraska should be higher than that. I don't know if they don't understand Nebraska landed Banks and Nayor, and they didn't put that together, and they probably don't know anything about Carter Nelson. How would you? I don't.
Right.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't really even know. We really didn't know how much Carter Nelson has how much of an impression he has made till yesterday, for sure. You know.
Well, again, these are things said before fall camp begins. We'll see if Carter Nelson continues to elevate up the roster.
He will
in fall camp, and we see if he plays against UTEP and gets some catches. So, I mean, we're right now just over a month away from the first game. Fall camp begins next Wednesday, 6 days from right now.
What did he say about the quarterback race? Rule?
I would have Ben, I believe, has the audio. Give us an update on the quote is Dylan Raiola update, please, young Ben, from the side session from Matt Rule at the podium yesterday.
I think Dylan's done a great job of just coming in and being one of the guys. Like he shows up and he works. You know, I mean, it's probably a credit to Dom and Yvonne. Like, I'm sure Dom told him, like, just go there and work. You know, if I walk in to get my little old man workout in the afternoon, 4 o'clock, he's usually there doing something extra. If you go in early in the morning, he's usually there throwing. But, you know, you look at our elite list every week, you know, Heinrich's going to be on there. Everyone does things in their own way. I think the thing with Dylan is he spends a lot of time learning the football, understanding, because as a freshman, it's hard to process. It's like, I was talking to Coach Osborne in his golf outing. We're talking about playing freshmen. He's like, you know, they get really good against the defense they see every day, and all of a sudden you go to week one, and you go to week two, and it's a whole different defense. When they're juniors, it's easy, but when they're a freshman, there's a lot of learning. And so what Dylan has shown me is that he's willing to put that time in, and the game comes natural to him because he puts the work in. And I'd say that's really that whole room. And I think that's one of the reasons why we brought Glenn in, so that they had someone they could just go to full-time.
Okay. I've said it before. Dylan Raiola looks at Nebraska's football facility as this resort with all of the football amenities that you would ever want. All of the ways to learn and ways to get better, ways to improve your body, ways to improve your mind. It's all right there. And he's taken full advantage of it. That's the way he looks at it. That's the way every football player should look at that. The totality of what they walk into every day. There's no reason not to be great if you have a lot of talent. You can, the most updated football technology is right there if you want to study film. It's not like me and you fumbling around on our computer. I mean, Glenn Thomas. Glenn Thomas can set it up so he can learn any part of the game at any moment. And Dylan fully utilizes that. I think Kalen does too, and Heinrich does too. They got a good room that way. But there's only one of those guys that possesses that sort of arm. Dylan. Nobody. I mean, those guys don't have Dylan's arm strength or Dylan's sort of feel for the game. And then Dylan, I don't ever worry. I always tell you, I don't ever worry about Dylan Raiola's youth because of his approach. He doesn't approach it like a young kid. He'll be able to read.
He seems very mature.
Yeah.
Very, very mature.
So there, are we being overly optimistic?
I don't know. That's up for people to tell us. They can tell us if we're being optimistic too much, but I think we're being proper in terms of what we expect. There's just an opening thought in terms of Nebraska's appearance yesterday. We'll get to more of that as the show goes on, some more from the side session, the main podium, and some players also. Before we get to break, though, Sip, you look hungry over there. Are you hungry?
No.
You appear to be hungry. I could have swore you said you wanted some early bird, which is, of course, not here. That's in Lincoln and Omaha and Iowa.
I'm hungry.
If you are hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch today or any day of the week from 6:30 to 2:30, early bird is the best place to go because they've got French toast, breakfast burritos, they've got chicken fried steak, which is smothered, by the way, cinnamon roll pancakes, and hash holes, the appetizers.
Belt that out.
I'm not going to. People around, it's fine. Also, brunch cocktails. 19th and K in Lincoln. 19th and K in Lincoln. Lots of parking for free, by the way. Check it out. The early bird gets the pancake, not the worm, but the pancake at early bird. 19th and K. And they say, not your everyday brunch. Flock, yeah.
Flock, yeah. You know what? You know one symptom, you know one sure sign of old age?
What's that?
Relates to that script. When someone says, let's go here to eat, or let's go here to do anything, my first question is, how's the parking?
Well, that is a sure sign. Old man. Sure you sign. Said it, not me. Well, when we come back, there was an interesting moment at the podium, the main podium yesterday, to kick things off. We'll address that when we come back, live from Lucas Oil Stadium for day 3 of Big Ten Media Days on 93.7 The Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC Health/whatsyourwhy.